This is actually doing up an aspect colonoscopy of refurbishing Ricardo Flores in the Christmas procedure with rectal bleeding, history of colon polyp, weight loss, change of bowel habit. He had a history of a small bowel surgery for when he had obstruction. We don't have much of the details available, but he also said he had a history of mass, which I resected also. His date of birth is 4/14/1954. Sedation was given by Magadasir, Dr. Raj Krishna, after surgery, with biopsy and colonoscopy, with biopsy and instrumental lymphocyte, gyroscopic colonoscopy, after the talk of Sinai, after the patient, after the case, which were all carried past the fire, so we can see gentle falls, burrow, second of them. Examine patient to remain in the duodidus, biopsy were taken for a series of arthritis, for enchopal, plant, purchase, person animal gastric, biopsy were taken, helpal, efficient, salvo, bars, overbars, for the carriage, also look around the patient, straight, no gentle, normal, zero, ever switch to move, patient, 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 turn around, these four pairs of rectum after applying by Jays for rectum to see my design column by fetch and column by fetch picture. In the cecum area, I see most of this appears like to surgical changes, probably from the prior the small bowel surgery patient had, which they created ileocolonic anastomosis, but the ileocecal valve appear to be intact. That area where the cecum, where it appeared to be diverticulum or ileocolonic anastomosis, that area appeared to be inflamed. So I did the biopsy of that area, coming out of the rest of the colon all the way up to the descending colon, about 40 centimeters from the anus, was unremarkable, except for a few liquid which area was small to myself. From the 40 centimeters from the anus all the way down to the all the way down to the 20 centimeter rectosigmoid area, this sigmoid descending colon appeared to be very much severely inflamed, circumferentially inflamed, and appeared to have more like a bruising rather than inflammation. And this severe diverticulosis node in this segment was raising suspicion, could this be a segmental colitis associated with diverticulosis? And that could be the reason that patient could be having a bleeding, especially having hard stools and blasting off constipation. So multiple biopsies were taken for this area to rule out inflammatory versus neoplastic changes. Rectum appeared to be unremarkable. Biopsy of rectum were done to rule out any microscopic colitis and send separate jars. Rectum was in trohemoral and oblique, associated with patient like application. Finding number one, gross esophagus. Number two, mild to moderate gastritis. Biopsy rule out healthy microcephaly. Number three, mild to moderate duodenitis rule. Biopsy rectum was ceiling spool, easily gastritis, work for weight loss. Number three, colonoscopy up to the cecum. They have suboptimal flesh prep because of the nature of small to moderate cephalic program roll out. Patient in the cecum appeared to be as post surgical changes noted probably from his prior surgery, which was creating ileocecal anastomosis, or this could be a large diverticulum, which is causing inflammatory changes in the cecum. Biopsy were taken in a separate jar. Inflammation, lesser inflammation of the colon, segmental inflammation of the colon starts from the rectosigmoid area all the way up to 40 centimeter, and all this area was studded with severe diverticulosis. No evidence of being diverticulitis though, but severe diverticulosis noted with the severe inflammatory, circumferential inflammatory changes with multiple biopsies were taken with suspicion. Could this be Crohn's later segmental colitis, or could this be segmental colitis associated with the diverticulosis? So multiple biopsies were taken for the patient with a neoplastic process. That could be the possibility. The rectum appeared to be a remarkable biopsy. We're taking some separate general marks of inflammation. Patient left side severe diverticulosis and also hemorrhoids. Recommendation, other than this, small biopsy, number three, away from the segmental colitis biopsy. If the segmental colitis, depending on the biopsy of fat, we'll proceed further. It comes out to be Crohn's related colitis, then recommend to have CT enterogram. Rule out the small bowel diseases. If it comes out to be just inflammation not consistent with the Crohn's disease, I'm already going to start the patient on mesalamine, 1.2 gram BID for at least 3 months' time. And I'm also recommend to the patient to have start colate 100 milligram 3 times daily, and metamisulfide 1 to 2 tablespoons full daily. I told the patient to drink extra amount of water, and I'm going to bring the patient back in about 3 months for a colonoscopy again to follow up the segmental colitis we're looking at, especially after the metamisulfide colic and mesalamine treatment. I discussed in great detail with the patient. The patient seems to understand well the plan. After the 3 years, then we determine for how to follow up in the future. I also recommend have a CT scan of the CT, abdomen, pelvis, left CT enterogram as a workup for the weight loss and of digestion. The patient needs to have like CBC checked. If the low in iron, they need to have iron studies done. Follow up 1-2 weeks of nutrition, please send a copy to Dr. Aparna Hernandez, copy to Dr. Paul Ansari. They are perceived as September 26th to 22nd, it's September 26th to 22nd. The patient, all patient with complication, I discussed in great detail as a post-op my assessment recommendation patient. He seems to understand what I'm talking about. Thanks.